In Iraq, consensus over the draft of a National Guard law is there, but so is the disagreement among a group of lawmakers on the articles within it. With a wide range of armed forces battling Daesh, the need for a legal framework to control them surfaced in recent months. The new military force, independent of the army, would provide popular mobilization units and Sunni tribesmen with a legal cover. Though much differences have surfaced, the current draft advises that each province establish national guards made up of forces from the same province and that they answer to the province's officials only.
The draft law at hand targets the popular mobilization units directly and downplays its efforts in fighting by terror. We feel this directly targets the resistance and deterrent force which has weakened and limited the spread of Daesh in Iraq.
Some also believe that it is the U.S. forces commanders in Iraq that have forcefully pushed their ideas into the proposal that seeks to destroy Iraq's unity.
Units have stood here today to take a clear stance rejecting the National Guard draft, which we feel that a U.S. embassy in Iraq is using to put pressure on the government and parliament. We stand here represented by our leaders from all religious and cultural groups. This law is a direct strike to the unity of Iraq and pushes for the division of our country proposed by the U.S. Vice President Joe Biden.
The National Guard law is aimed at providing a legal cover for a wide range of armed units backing the Iraqi forces and battling Daesh. However, many have slammed the current draft of the law as a recipe for sectarian-based infighting and division. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Baghdad.